Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kicker 5 with the Monster Mash for Andrew and also for Dawn, who said, thanks for playing that. I've loved it since I was about 8. Halloween's going to be pretty quiet this year, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think most people have probably done it already.
No trick or treating. My friend Kieran says it's the first Halloween that will be scary if you don't wear a mask. Our friend David Schilling will enjoy this one. Astronomers have found a rogue planet floating through our galaxy, untethered to any sun. Morning, David. The free floating world is slightly smaller than Earth, making it the smallest such planet ever to be found. It could be one of many such rogue planets in the Milky Way, and scientists have suggested they may even outnumber the stars in our galaxy. Such planets are impossible to see using traditional techniques, since by definition they don't orbit around a sun, and so can't be spotted by the dimming they cause when passing in front of stars, and they do not give off any radiation. Instead, scientists took advantage of an astronomical phenomenon known as gravitational microlensing to spot the planet, which revealed itself by bending the light of more distant stars. And the result was an effect that's much like a giant magnifying glass, which brightens light from the background source to reveal the presence of the massive objects. Gravitational microlensing is only possible when an astronomer's telescope lies in almost perfect alignment with the observed object and the source star. Now, that's rare if astronomers are only looking at one star. They'd only have one chance every million years to see it using such a technique. Very clever, aren't they?
Very.
Very, very clever. Here's the Feel Good Friday pop quiz.
Yes, question number one. This British singer announced yesterday the shocking news that he will no longer be posing topless in his calendar this year. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Robbie Williams?
No. The 80-year-old is about to release his 42nd official calendar. It was on this day in 1959 that he was at number one in the UK charts with Travelling Light. And on this day in 2005, hundreds of people queued outside the Sheffield Arena to make sure of getting tickets to see him perform. And by the time the tickets went on sale, some fans had been outside the arena for 9 days, and the concert was not until November 2006.
I can't think who it is. I was going to say Cliff Richard, but I don't think he's ever posed topless for anything.
You're absolutely right.
Is it Cliff Richard?
Sir Cliff Richard, yes.
I didn't know he posed topless.
His calendar every year, but this year will be... not posing topless.
I can't think of any other 80-year-old singers. I mean, I know Paul McCartney and Mick Jagger aren't far off it, but they're a little bit younger than him, aren't
they? Well done. On this day in 1982, Men at Work were number one in the US singles chart with which song?
Down Under.
No, it was the group's first US number one. Only reached 45.
Who Can It Be Now?
Yes.
Okay.
And finally, the following lyrics are from which song released in 1957? Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare.
Witchcraft, Frank Sinatra.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well done. Hat trick.
Did you know that R. Dean Taylor was the first white artist to be signed to Tamla Motown?
No, I didn't.
Well, you do now. Here's Ghost of My House for Jan.
Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Very good, thank you. Lockdown Friday for you.
Yes.
Worst day of the week.
Yeah, well, it's all right, actually.
You want me to send you some potatoes? Going fast.
I couldn't find any potatoes yesterday.
Do you want me to send some over?
No, I've got one or two left, but I was going to make some mash tonight with lamb shanks, and I'm a bit short of potatoes.
Oh, that sounds very nice, isn't it? Nice romantic evening and very pleasant.
Yeah, couple of glasses of plonk, you know, that kind of thing.
Lovely, before they ban alcohol sales, get it in the door.
I don't think that's going to happen. Somehow. you can't
South
buy...
Africa, they did, didn't they?
Yeah. You can't buy alcohol after 8 o'clock at night, though.
Okay. Well, it's past your bedtime anyway.
It is.
Okay.
It is. Not at the weekends, but pretty much, yes. Okay, a bit of respite on the markets yesterday. Wall Street closed up, but London really struggling still, isn't it?
Yeah, US stocks bouncing back yesterday after suffering their biggest rout in 4 months on Wednesday. Investors encouraged a little bit by better than expected growth figures, promises of a very large package of stimulus if President Trump wins the election, if is probably the big word there. Third quarter earnings season providing some support. US economy roared back into life in the third quarter. Record expansion 33.1% as the economy reopened. Stimulus drove spending. And there were sizable gains in exports. Private consumption was up 41%. Business investment was up 20%. However, I should note the US economy is still 3.5% below its pre-pandemic level. S&P 500 was up 1.2%. NASDAQ was up 1.6%. Looking at a slightly mixed start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling a FTSE up 13 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 10 points. CAC 40 in Paris down 5 points.
Well, if anyone's had a good time, it's the tech companies, isn't it?
Yeah, they certainly have mixed results, has to be said. Some winners and losers. Lots of companies reporting yesterday, so let's go through them. Apple shares down 4% in after-hours trading, despite its revenue and profit beating Wall Street estimates thanks to booming Mac and AirPod sales. But iPhone sales fell short of expectations as production delays held back sales of its new iPhone 12, particularly, of course, in the important market of China. Apple has been able to offset some of those volatile iPhone sales in recent years with steady growth in its services segment, which includes the likes of streaming, music, TV, and, of course, cloud. Services revenue was up 16.3%. Apple says they've got 585 million paying subscribers across its platform. Said working from home trend results in Apple posting double-digit revenue increases in every non-iPhone category. Said Mac had its best ever quarter. Actually, I bought a Mac during the course of the quarter, so helping Apple nicely there. In terms of Alphabet, parent, of course, of Google, delivered strong results in the third quarter to return to sales growth. Businesses resumed advertising as economies reopened. Strong revenue growth in search and its YouTube operations. Actually, YouTube year-on-year sales growth was 32% as brands began to ramp up spending once again. They also saw an increase in political ad spending ahead of the US presidential election. Profit was $11.2 billion, well ahead of market expectations. Market was looking for $7.7 billion. One area of concern, and you see this across the tech sector, is rising costs. They said costs were up 12% from a year ago. Amazon, monster set of numbers from them. Absolutely incredible. Record sales and profits, benefiting, of course, from that rise in online shopping. Sales were up 37%. $96.2 billion. That results in a profit of $6.3 billion, three times the profit from a year ago. But again, rising costs took some of the shine off those results. The big loser of the night was certainly Twitter. Shares down 13%. They added fewer users and said expenses would accelerate in the coming quarter.
You bought a Mac?
I bought a Mac.
What,
yes.
A Burberry?
No, not a Burberry. And I, do they call them iMac? So
is that for your evening constitutional at the local park?
I know we're allowed to exercise locally, but I don't think, you know, that's on the cards at this point.
Okay, and is little Henry looking forward to Halloween? Are you going to be trick-or-treating with him tomorrow?
So we went out last night, actually, at the Royal Automobile Club. They had a sort of Halloween trail, which was very pleasant, rather spooky, actually. But I don't think going door-to-door in the current environment, or in any environment, is likely to be on the cards. But he got a few sweets yesterday that he was pleased with.
Are they being rationed by Mrs. Potts?
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
Mm, I hope there's plenty of hand sanitizer around, because you don't know where they've been, really, do you?
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, and the love affair, will they, won't they, will they, won't they? It's will they at the moment. LVMH is going to buy a Tiffany after all.
It looks that way. As the global economy, of course, went into lockdown, luxury goods group LVMH said it would jilt its jeweller Tiffany prospective bride at the altar. However, they've looks like the marriage is back on again after the two sides agreed to end a bitter dispute with a cut price offer. LVMH now paying $131.50 a share. That's down from $135 a share, the original price. Still is the largest takeover in the luxury goods sector, amounting to $15.8 billion, but they managed to cut it by $425 million. Will be seen as another masterstroke by the arch deal maker billionaire Bernard Arnault. The transaction has received regulatory approval, expected to close early next year. Will give LVMH's jewelry and watch division, which is the smallest part of its business, real scale, and of course strengthen its exposure to the US market.
Is that a cut price or a cut diamond sale?
Cut diamond price.
Cut diamond price.
Yeah. Yes. Are you in the market for diamonds? I don't know. People, who's buying jewellery and diamonds? I just don't see.
People getting married.
Going out, who's getting married? Yeah, I don't
quite
know,
a few people,
know?
Actually.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Actually, I went past somewhere the other day I was at, and there was a sort of a wedding ceremony or wedding reception of about sort of 30 socially distanced people. It looked a rather sad affair, I thought.
Yeah,
actually,
it's really a shame, isn't it, really, because it just ruins people's big day.
It does.
Okay, foreign exchanges. Pound is still fairly buoyant.
Still just below 130 today as we inch towards the concept that a trade deal will eventually be agreed and economic pragmatism will come to the fore. Let's hope that's the case. Euro dollar coming at 116.5, 1 euro 10 cents for your British pound this morning.
Interesting survey yesterday on YouGov saying that so the majority of people would blame Boris Johnson if there isn't a trade deal with the EU.
I think that's probably fair to say, but we know that sovereignty is an important concept to this government and a price they think is worth paying for limited market access. So I think we will, as I say, get a deal. I'd like to be a thin trade deal that's focused on goods, but as I say, it's by no means inevitable.
But when you do a trade deal with anyone, you lose a certain amount of sovereignty, whether it's the EU or anybody else.
It's true, but the economic arguments around Brexit were never the ones that really won the day, it has to be said. So continuing to go down that route is probably a fruitless exercise.
And a good job there's plenty of sport on the TV this weekend as we enjoy our first weekend of lockdown. Will you be watching the rugby?
I'll be watching some of the rugby. The Masters isn't that far away. You think it's a weird time to be thinking about the Masters. We're a couple of weeks away from Augusta, which will be an interesting tournament. So, yeah, there's a bit of sport on to while away the hours. My recommendation for you, Netflix Fowler. I don't know if you've watched that yet.
What?
It's Fowler. It's amazing. It tells the Israeli-Palestine conflict from both sides of the story. Wonderful. I mean, it comes a bit repetitive by the third season. First two seasons are absolutely wonderful. Potts' recommendation for the weekend, stay invested, Fowler on Netflix.
This is a bit highbrow for you, isn't it? I thought you were more of a Peppa Pig type bloke.
No, no, I'm running at very high cultural levels in this house. I'm really elevated.
Did you watch Roadkill?
I've recorded it. I haven't watched it. Is it good or no?
The first episode isn't great. I mean, it's good, but the dialogue is pretty cheesy. But it does definitely improves, and I was hooked on it, so I binge-watched the whole lot.
We've been watching Undoing, or the first episode of Undoing. What I find annoying these days, particularly with that one, you want to watch all of them now, don't you? We've moved past the idea of waiting 7 days for the next episode. Just give us all of it now. Let's go for it.
Just the times we live in. Better
Undoing,
stay in and stay safe.
This is true.
Okay, talk to you on Monday.
Look after yourselves.
You too. Hank Potts and Barclays.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Lyster has the top stories across the Riviera.
France has raised its national security alert to the highest level following the knife attack in Nice on Thursday. Three people were killed in the attack at the Notre Dame Basilica. All three were attacked inside the church before the first mass of the day. Two died inside, a 60-year-old woman who was virtually beheaded and a 55-year-old man whose throat was cut. The male victim was a lay member of staff responsible for the upkeep of the church. He reportedly had a wife and two children. Another woman and mother, aged 44, managed to flee to a nearby cafe after being stabbed several times but died later. The perpetrator, a 21-year-old Tunisian man who had recently arrived in Europe, was shot by police and is in a critical condition. Speaking after visiting Nice, President Emmanuel Macron said it was an Islamist terrorist attack. In other news, lockdown measures have come into force across France as the country battles against the spread of COVID-19. On Thursday, Public Health France reported 47,637 new cases of COVID-19 and 250 new deaths. France's Prime Minister Jean Castex and his ministers confirmed on Thursday evening that teleworking would be the rule for employees who can. They also announced that a simple sworn statement would be required for people returning from holiday this weekend. People are to stay at home as much as possible under the new lockdown. Travel will be limited with a certificate, only to go to work, to go to a medical appointment, to assist a loved one, to do your shopping and to accompany your children to school, with nursery schools, colleges and high schools remaining open. Universities and higher education institutions will provide online courses. Individual and outdoor activities such as jogging is allowed, with parks, gardens, forest areas and beaches remaining open to the public, but team sports are not allowed. Places of worship remain open, with funerals and weddings possible in small groups. Public services will remain accessible, such as the post office and banks. DIY shops are to remain open, along with opticians. Demonstrations remain authorised on the condition that they are declared to the prefecture. And closed shops and restaurants will be able to deliver or offer a takeaway service. On Thursday, traffic around Paris hit record levels just hours before the new national lockdown came into force. French media report that many Parisians have left the city and often their cramped apartments to spend lockdown in the countryside. As of today, travel by plane must meet the travel requirements required by the French authorities. The declaration proving that your travel is necessary for professional, personal or medical reasons will be required. Over the coming weeks, airlines may need to reduce their flight schedules, and travellers are asked to consult the airline's websites to ensure that your journey will go ahead. Meanwhile, His Serene Highness Prince Albert II of Monaco has announced several measures to strengthen the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic here in the Principality. There'll be no lockdown in Monaco, but from midnight on Saturday, a curfew will be put in place from 8pm to 6am, and shops and restaurants will open with special arrangements. The princely government will hold a press conference today to explain the measures and their implementation. Disneyland Paris is closed as France heads back into lockdown. The park closed its doors on Thursday as France headed back into the national lockdown. Disney parks in Hong Kong, Shanghai, Tokyo and Florida will remain open with attendance limits and other safeguards in place in order to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Finally, organisers of the 9th Vendée Globe, the single-handed round-the-world yachting race, have announced that it will take place as planned on November the 8th. That's in spite of a new coronavirus lockdown in France. The event will be held behind closed doors without an audience. The start, which attracted 300,000 people in 2016, will be broadcast live on the official website and on numerous television channels.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
Football in the Europa League last night. Spurs were surprisingly beaten 1-0 at Royal Antwerp in Group J, while Arsenal beat Dundalk 3-0 in Group B. Leicester were 2-1 winners at AEK Athens in Group G, and Nice beat Hapoel Beersheva 1-0 in Group C. Rangers beat Lech Poznan 1-0 in Group D, and Celtic drew 2-2 at Lille in Group H. Here's more from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Andy Barwell at the BBC Sports Centre. The English Premier League sides Arsenal and Leicester City both had wins on match day two of the Europa League competition, but there was a defeat for Tottenham Hotspur. The England international midfielder Dele Alli was one of four Spurs players hauled off at half-time, but the substitutions made no difference. Boss Jose Mourinho wasn't happy after his side's 1-0 loss away to the Belgium team, Royal Antwerp.
We let them win. I could almost say that. We let them win. But I don't want to take the credit from them, because when you give everything like they did, they just deserve praise.
Arsenal made it two wins out of two in the group stages as they played opposition from the Republic of Ireland for the first time in European competition. Arsenal had a 3-0 success at home to Dundalk. The scorers, Eddie Nketiah, Joe Willock and Nicola Pepe. Leicester City have a perfect record in their group. Jamie Vardy and Hamza Choudhury on target in Leicester's 2-1 victory away in Greece at AEK Athens. And boss Brendan Rodgers called it a good result using some fringe players from his squad.
Lots of young players playing in Europe for the first time, understanding how to win, and especially in a game where you can't play attractive attacking football, you have to be able to see the game out. And I thought it was a really professional win against a team, you know, I've been here and it's a tough place to come. And they've won through and produced a great 3 points.
That's the Leicester City manager, Brendan Rodgers. And for more football news on the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Oh dear, Jose's not happy.
He's not, is he?
What's new? In the English Premier League tonight, Wolves play Crystal Palace.
Well, Wolves will be looking to return to their winning ways, won't they? But I'll go for a draw.
Really?
Yes.
It's quite bold. Wolves for me. Saturday, Sheffield United against Manchester City.
Man City.
Yes. Burnley against Chelsea.
Burnley.
Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
OK, I'm going for Chelsea. I think that picks up now. And Liverpool against West Ham.
Liverpool.
West Ham. Silly, really, isn't it? On Sunday, Aston Villa meets Southampton.
Oh, that would be a draw, I think.
Really? Villa. Newcastle against Everton.
Newcastle.
Everton. Manchester United against Arsenal.
Man United. Sorry, Martin.
Not sure about that. Possibly, yeah, OK. And Spurs against Brighton.
Spurs.
Yes. Fulham play West Brom and Leeds play Leicester on Monday.
Fulham and West Brom, I'm going to go for a draw. I'm going for a draw in both of those matches, actually.
No, West Brom for me and Leicester. I think Leicester are picking up as well. At Rugby Union, the Wales and Lions great JJ Williams has died at the age of 72. Williams scored 12 tries in 30 tests for Wales and won 4 Five Nations titles. He also scored 5 tries for the Lions and 7 tests. Wales players will wear black armbands for Saturday's Six Nations game against Scotland. He was a truly great player. And the Six Nations Championship will finally conclude tomorrow after a lengthy delay due to the coronavirus pandemic. Wales play Scotland, Italy host England, and France play Ireland. France, Ireland and England can all win the tournament depending on the results. Formula One first practice for Sunday's Emilia-Romagna Grand Prix at Imola takes place at 10 a.m. this morning, with Lewis Hamilton looking to take a step closer to equaling Michael Schumacher's all-time record of 7 drivers' championships. Hamilton is the runaway leader again this season, and nearest rival Valtteri Bottas desperately needs a win to try and close the gap. Qualifying is at 2 p.m. tomorrow, with the race at 1:10 on Sunday. The event is being held behind closed doors after the Italian government ruled that fans can't attend because of the risk of coronavirus infection. Finally, cycling, Ireland's Sam Bennett was denied victory on stage 9 of the Vuelta a España after picking up a penalty for shoulder charging Emil Liepens in the finish line. Did you teach him how to do that?
No, I certainly didn't.
Pascal Ackermann has declared the stage winner as Richard Carapaz retained the overall lead. Carapaz holds a 13-second lead over Primo Roglic, with Dan Marson of the Republic of Ireland 28 seconds back.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster. The world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almeria in the Var, the general situation is high pressure, 1,028 millibars over the south of France. Winds are variable, force 1 to 3. The sea is calm, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,023 millibars at the Alec for Saturday. Clear skies, force 1 to 3 variable winds, calm seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are southerly, force 2 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,024 millibars. And the Alec for Saturday, clear skies, force 2 to 4. Westerly winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster. The world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat, the home closing specialist in Nice and Villefranche.
Mainly fine, light variable winds, temperatures 19 or 20 degrees this afternoon. Overnight lows 13 degrees on the coast, 11 degrees inland with clear skies. The weekend mainly fine, highs of 18 or 19 degrees.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat Nice and Villefranche. For 30 years, specialising in home closures, windows, blinds, shutters, reinforced glazing and doors. Feel good at home. Visit servibat06.fr.
Finally,
what's your favourite scary movie?
I think Young Frankenstein.
Okay.
Mel Brooks. It's not really scary, but...
Well, the most popular Halloween horror films around the world have been revealed, and according to Google search data, the overall most popular Halloween horror movie is Alien. It takes the top spot in England, New Zealand, Spain, France, Germany, Norway and Wales, and has the biggest search tally in total. The Shining is also a top choice, with America, Scotland and the Republic of Ireland all apparently seeing it as the best bet for a TV fright night.
Here's Johnny. What about Carry On Screaming?
No, that doesn't come in the list.
Flying
no.
Tonight. Omen?
Omen, no. The Scream was in third place. Resident Evil in fourth place. And Zombieland in fifth place.
I don't really like horror films, to be quite honest with
you. No.
Apart from some of those old Hammer horror movies with Christopher Lee and Peter Cushing in them. You're up to date. The news is on the website, revealradio.mc.